Hello and welcome to episode 34 of WNCW's new music podcast, On the Way Up. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick, and today we get a taste of some of the notable new tunes that are either fresh out of the wrapper or already making an impact here at Grassroots Radio. You'll hear the return of the Mammals, who have expanded their musical palette considerably since their last release. Folk music with a punk sensibility from the Tillers. We've got Peter Rowan returning to bluegrass, captivating debuts from Vivian Leva and Lauren Ruth Ward, plus a DJ for a Day conversation with WNCW's Rhythm Theorem and midday host Scotty Robertson about our recent programming moves. And we'll wrap it up with an international set, including our segue of the week. Let's get it kicked off with the Mammals and Fork in the Road.
Put my ear to the rail and I said, come on down the line, lonesome. spinning head. Made up my dying bed, tried to change my mind, but I couldn't find a reason why. I left that 219 train roaring through my brain. Tonight and rest my troubling mind. This train no wrong time.
Peter Rowan was a bluegrass boy in the early 60s, and Bill Monroe introduced him to Carter Stanley a few years later in 1966, only months before his passing. Rowan pays tribute to Carter on his forthcoming album on his new label, Rebel Records. That was Drum Beats on the Watchtower from Peter Rowan's 29th album, if I'm counting right, called Carter Stanley's Eyes. It has originals and songs by the Stanley Brothers, A.P. Carter, Lead Belly, and Big Mon, among others, honoring the bluegrass pioneers and going back to Rowan's roots, avoiding what Rowan calls the, quote, razzle-dazzle of progressive bluegrass or jamgrass. He says, "To me, the importance of the music is in the songs. It's about the poetic material. Bluegrass is part of a literary tradition, a poetic tradition." We all look forward to catching up with Peter Rowan at this year's Merlefest. Ahead of that, a four-piece called The Tillers with Mona from their self-titled album. They have a lot of punk rock influence that figures prominently in their approach to acoustic roots music and have been a staple of their hometown of Cincinnati for a decade now. Songwriter and guitarist Sean Guile says, "This album is definitely more aggressive than our past efforts. At our core, we are still a traditionally rooted string band, but I'd say our punk rock roots are more visible on this album." They've added a new member as well, fiddle player Joe Machere. Beginning the show was the Mammals, coming out of hibernation, as it were, with Sunshiner, their first record in 12 years. Since then, members Mike Miranda and Ruth Unger toured and recorded as Mike and Ruthie, and this album sees them expand their range musically with songs that would fit a more rock and roll mold to straight-up folk songs like that one, Fork in the Road, which has a bit of a Zydeco flavor. A lot of themes of humanity's relationship with the planet run throughout this album, with songs like Culture War and My Baby Drinks Water in the mix. Up next, the solo debut from Vivian Leva.
I'd be lying if I told you that the thought ain't never crossed my mind. If you calling from some back room, jukebox playing, you saying everything is fine. Well, dreaming ain't the same since these thoughts started turning in my head. Of leaving and of crying, of me grieving and you lying, I know I knew every word you ever said. You've been down in Asheville fooling around us till dawn. I've been tossing and turning, restless all night long. You've been trying to tell me no one knows what the years will bring. I've been trying to tell you time is everything. Well, we've been to the east and we've been all over the west. Past towns of broken memories, faded love and words I wished you never said. Well, who'd have thought you'd find someone to bring you so long? Now every word's a try, every step another mile. Ain't talking straight enough for me to ever know. You've been out in Asheville, fooling around us too long. I've been tossing and turning, restless all night long. Trying to tell me no one knows what the years will bring. I've been trying to tell you time is everything. First held me tight and held another for a night. You crossed lines, but they were just drawn here in chalk. Even down in Asheville, fooling around us till dawn. I've been tossing, turning, restless all night long. Even trying to tell me no one knows what the years will bring. I've been trying to tell you time is everything. Time is everything.
This town, it's a changing, but I feel the same. Guess everything's different but me. The old stomping grounds are all stomped out for all the slow rolling tumbleweeds. I guess I look a little broken from my hat to my toes. My belt buckle's fading out. But it was sure shiny back in 89, but now's the best damn hand around. So slide on over, mama, I'ma tell you something, darling. I'm a spitfire and son of the road. I've been raised on the miles, crazy living, living high. And I ain't got much to show, but I rode the wild horses. Well, big lights used to shine past the fairground sign. There's a line of cars past the gate, and people climbing on the fence to catch a glimpse of a bronc buster fighting for aid. Well, I'm a patchwork of scars posted at the bar, 'cause the pain ain't up and left. Well, these beers taste old and the rodeo cold, but they ain't killed me yet. Sliding over, mama, I'ma tell you something, darling. I'm a spitfiring son of the road. Well, I've been raised on the miles, crazy living, living high. And I ain't got much to show, but I rode the wild the freight and liners burn up the highway through town. And as we reach the edge, I look up from my edge to see the lights of the rodeo ground. So sliding over, mama, I'ma tell you something, darling. I'm a spitfiring son of the road. I've been raised on the miles, crazy living, living high. And I ain't got much to show. Son of the road. Well, I've been raised on the miles, crazy living, living high. And I ain't got much to show, but I rode the wild horses.
Another debut on WNCW's New Music Podcast On the Way Up. That was Lauren Ruth Ward with Sideways from her disc, Well Hell. You'll probably be hearing that on our nighttime and overnight shows like Arc Overnight, and it's chock full of great songs. Lauren's yelping vocals kind of remind me of early Bjork, but it seems that she is getting some Janis Joplin comparisons in the press now. She has some bold, insightful, and very memorable lyrics, too. Lauren Ruth Ward is from L.A., and it seems that the closest she'll get to us are tour dates in Baltimore and Philly in late April. In the middle was Ross Cooper and the title song from I Rode the Wild Horses, which is our first clue that Ross really was a cowboy. He was a professional bareback rider when his music career started. He busted his knee and ended his rodeo days, heading to Nashville and teaming up with Eric Massey to record this album at his studio, The Casino. There's everything from electric country to folk in the vein of John Prine to a more garage rock feel at times. One of my favorite artists, Andrew Combs, co-wrote Lady of the Highway on this disc, and Paul Cawthon helped Cooper pen another standout, Old Crow Whiskey and A Cornbread Moon. At the top was an artist now calling upstate South Carolina home, Vivian Leva. She's a student at Wofford and still has enough hours in the day to give us Time is Everything. That was the title track. Songs here cover a spectrum of old-time and classic country sounds and features former bandmate in The Onlys, Riley Calcagno. Leva is the daughter of James Leva and Carol Elizabeth, and she got her start early, writing songs and playing stages with her father when she was just 9 years old. She's currently on an extensive tour of Canada and the Midwest with 13 dates this month. Stick around for an international flavor in our next two songs, including a segue of the week from an essential 1992 album by Sammy Tay of Uganda. It's DJ for a Day on WNCW's New Music Podcast On the Way Up, and I'm joined by Scotty Robertson. Welcome to the chat.
Well, salutations there, Joe. How's it going, bud?
It's doing pretty well. We have had some programming changes lately after a pretty long period of internal debate amongst staff, looking at all sorts of data from listener feedback to actual Nielsen ratings and so forth, and moved a bunch of our programming around. We didn't do away with anything. We just basically moved some of the chess pieces, and that's what we're talking about today.
It's been a period of great consternation and deep, how do we say that, Joe?
Navel gazing.
I think that's a good way to approach it. I don't think anybody takes it lightly when you decide to change your programming. But strangely enough, there's no really good objective way to manipulate the matrix. You know, when you do these things, people are going to be upset, and some people are going to be ecstatic. There's a good way for everybody to get gouged in this. But at the end of the day, what we're ultimately about is producing intriguing, interesting, engaging radio for folks to listen to. And however that works out, sometimes it means that there are little cuts made. But at the end of the day, we make these changes with great thought and with the hope that good folks listening will find it interesting.
So far, we haven't had too many people with torches and pitchforks and whatnot.
Right.
But we moved one of our legacy programs, Frank on Friday. That was maybe the big move in all of this because of its longevity and the place that it has in so many people's hearts. Frank on Friday started as a tribute to Frank Zappa when he died by Marshall Ballou, the original host and now the host once again. And we knew that people were turning it off. There was no way around it. We could see it happening. We knew it anecdotally. We knew it from looking at data. And people love it, or they just don't get it for the most part. There's not a lot of middle ground with Frank Zappa.
Right, Joe. I'm reminded of an old quote from Jerry Garcia reflecting on the Grateful Dead, and he said, you know, we're a lot like licorice, and the people that like licorice really, really like it, and the people that don't really hate it. I think that probably is the same with the Zappa audience. Most people can admit that he was a brilliant composer, but a lot of his material, some folks find irritating, I guess. And so anyway, the audience has always been divided over the years. And in that attempt to create programming for a station, to build and hold an audience that is as large as you can get, the programmers at the station felt like maybe we need to slide that particular show into a slightly different time frame. So we now find Frank a little bit later in the evening on Friday, along with a few other changes. But I do love Frank Zappa. I would hate to see it disappear. So we wanted to keep it in the mix. We just weren't quite sure of the best place for it. So
now the silver lining to this is the show's actually longer because you don't have to deal with news headlines at the top of the hour
right. At
9 o'clock on Friday night. So there's that. And WNCW members can always access these shows on demand on our archives page. People that can handle technology and take it along with them digitally wherever they are, there you go.
The archive page has been something that has been a great benefit to WNCW members. One more reason to get on board and support your public radio station that provides unique programming like Frank on Fridays. We give you a chance to listen when you can't listen normally. I think the show, it feels like it's in a happy space in the nighttime hours. I know that a lot of people in the past look forward to hearing Frank on Friday at midday. It was a bit of a dog whistle that the weekend had started when you heard the opening to Frank on Friday. Now do not despair. The weekend is in full effect when it hits on Friday night.
So as part of our process of explaining, kind of pulling back the curtain a little bit as to how the machine works here at WNCW, it is a well-oiled machine.
A lot of
Scotty.
Grease. A lot of grease.
You are part of this move because Rhythm Theorem has gone from Sunday evening to Friday night. After the Frank on Friday, it's 10 to midnight. It's Professor Scotty. And tell us about how Rhythm Theorem came about, because this is instructive in this whole process. This is a great example of how we do things.
Well, Joe, the show is now, almost 6 years old. I came on board with the Rhythm Theorem, which is a show, for those of you folks that don't know, it's a show of funk and soul and Afrobeat and greasy jazz. Let me see, the beginnings. Billy C. Wirtz, the crazed pianist and blues man, had a show that he syndicated to radio stations. And for a period of time, we carried it following the Saturday night house party. So it kicked off about 11 p.m. And at a certain point, Billy decided that the thing wasn't working and the show was dropped and there was a space. And seeing as how we certainly do mix into our standard programming a lot of soul music and funk and such, it just occurred to me that perhaps we needed to expand that vision in more of a specialty program format. And so I foolishly volunteered to create a show. And it started to, when we put it on the air, it garnered some support and has built over the years. It eventually moved from the Saturday night position when it would kick off at 11, got moved to Sunday nights in an expanded format. So started doing 2 hours of this nonsense. And now we've bumped it around to a Friday night simply because perhaps it has more of a Friday night feel to it than a Sunday night feel. I know we've probably upset a few listeners too. I've heard from a lot of them that wanted to hear it on Sunday night, but we now find the Rhythm Theorem appearing at 10 p.m. On Friday nights.
As you can probably guess, we're not looking at a chalkboard to some math equation as to how to put our programming together. This is a lot more like a potluck. We come up with things, all of our hosts, they bring their passion and their knowledge, and they come up with a show. You know, a recent show like the Midnight Folk Hour, for example, one of the newer shows from Ross O'Neill, he just came to me and said, you know, I really want to do the show. And eventually I said, okay, go ahead and do it. It's not like I looked at a chart and said, Friday nights at midnight, man, we're really lacking in folk, and that would really bump the numbers. No, it's not like that.
No, there is no algebra that produces this thing. It really is based on the passion of a host which reflects the passion and interest of our audience. You know, we've always said that WNCW radio is radio of the people, by the people, for the people. And I think if a show succeeds, it is evidence of the listenership out there. So when things stick on WNCW, it's because the membership, the listenership, is supporting it. And the good thing is that WNCW's programming is grassrooted. It's based in the listenership. It's not dictated by some corporate interest far, far away. It's coming from the ground up here, folks.
And to give you a little bit more insight into how things work at WNCW, if you listen a lot, you probably know this, maybe not as specifically as I'm going to lay it out, but it is doing radio the hard way. 78% of what goes on the air at WNCW every week is a live host or a show recorded live,
right,
like a Mountain Mornings. It's not automated. And this is a lot like some of the other bellwether public radio stations. And I did a little research, and these numbers are roughly correct from my figuring from looking at their programming grid on their websites. WFPK Louisville looks like, to me, 69% of their programming falls into that live host or show recorded live category from their own people, not syndicated. WXPN in Philadelphia, about 85%. WWOZ in New Orleans, 89%. Looks like the winner in all of this was KEXP in Seattle, powerhouse station. 100% original programming hosted live or recorded live from what I could tell. So it tells you that we use all of our resources on our people for the most part. But I also did a little bit more figuring to see how many of the hours a week are divided up between us full-time staff, Scotty,
right,
and our volunteers and part-time staff. So all of the music programming that adds up to volunteers and part-time staff, that's 89 hours a week. And we full-timers, including Morning Edition, including Paul hosting Morning Edition, which is syndicated, obviously, that's 62 hours a week. And the other 27 hours a week are syndicated shows like the Grateful Dead Hour, World Cafe, and so on. So we owe a debt of gratitude to our part-time hosts and volunteers, because without them, we would essentially have to fill in those gaps with something from outside.
One good thing that listeners and membership members can take away from this is that we're actually being rather responsible in our stewardship of monies that people donate to this radio station. Because, you know, when you have to secure programming from out there in the ether, from far, far away, you're paying those hosts pretty good dollars for them to produce that thing. And that includes a lot of the NPR programming folks. So when we create stuff in-house, it is a more effective, efficient way of your member dollars being spent too. So it's a wonderful thing to have knowledgeable staff, part-time and volunteers that step in and create programming that is intriguing and interesting. And they, you know, they do it because they're putting their passion into action. And that ultimately, I guess at the end of the day, that's the beautiful thing about public radio and non-commercial radio, is that it is a forum in which people's interest can really, really flourish. I would speak to your numbers there, Joe, in those larger markets where they have slightly superior numbers in homegrown programming. I think that is representative of the fact that there's a lot more people to pull from that that want to become involved in radio. And so, you know, it's easier for those stations to have the opportunities to present strange and wondrous programming on their airwaves too.
Yeah, Spindale is not Seattle.
Well, we just don't have the number of coffee shops. I think that's the only difference.
Thank you so much, Scotty.
Joe, always a pleasure, man.
I said that time may change me, but I can't trace time.
Now back to the music. This is Tom Teasley and Seth Kibble.
Thank you. funde ki toberu. Mama funde ki toberu. Ato ira maita tabikemu. Nena na dona jitairemu. Ejen na na dona kitairemu. Mama funde ki toberu. Mama funde ki toberu. Nenda ki dona disuiremu. Emman benta di tatabikemu. Evinza di dona bisuiremu. Mama funde ki toberu. Mama funde ki toberu. Abana twena kwomeba. Ni dada yena womeba. Mama funde ki toberu. Mama funde ki toberu.
Sammy Tay of Uganda, wrapping up our show with the segue of the week and the song Ikitoburo from his Pearl of Africa Reborn. The album centers on the theme of mothers and what impact they have on the lives of their families. Coming from Sammy Tay's own experience leading up to the recording, he hadn't seen his mother in 5 years at the time and she was ill. Thinking about his mother put his own music in a maternal perspective, and the resulting record is full of joyous material like the song here, which praises an African mother for her delicious cooking. And there's a happy ending to Samite's story about his mom, as she was soon able to come to the U.S. to be cared for around the time that this was released in 1992. At the top, Tom Teasley and Seth Kibble with Tappin' It from their collaboration Tiny Planet. They had known each other for years and finally came together after the Washington Jewish Music Festival encouraged them to make, quote, something brand new. Result is a record chock full of styles and instruments. Our selection here features Tom on the drum kit, triangle, and finger cymbals, and Seth on the flute. There's everything from doombeck to synthesizer to saxophone on this album. You can find out about it on the website tinyplanetduo.com. That's our show. Thanks for listening. Please support the music of the artists you enjoy hearing on this podcast and consider supporting WNCW as well. You can become a member with ease anytime on our website at wncw.org. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick, saying it has been an honor and a pleasure to produce episode number 34 of On the Way Up. Special thanks to WNCW's Scotty Robertson for joining me on DJ for a Day. Drop me a line with your comments, and I look forward to hearing from you. That email is joek@wncw.org. I'm also on Twitter. The handle is @WNCWJoe. Our theme song from Eliza Lynn takes us out.
Sing a new song. Sing a new song where the sky meets the ground.